Acknowledgements. At times, glory cuts through the mundane like water in the desert. As a long day fades, a weary farmer brings his combine to the top of a hill and finds himself bathed in the blended light of moonrise and sunset. Tracing a footnote in a dusty library basement, a scholar makes a discovery that fundamentally alters the direction of his research and perhaps the direction of his field. Trudging through an endless round of diaper-changing, child-washing, dishwashing, and clothes-washing, and everything else-washing, a mother stops in wonder as her infant daughter takes her first steps. Such experiences provide some support for the comic vision of reality that I sketch in this book, and, suitably enough, the book originated out of such an experience. Perhaps there are teachers who go into raptures at the thought of grading a stack of papers, but for myself, grading is drudgery. Normally, that is. This book, however, originated during a late evening of grading. Scattered through the stack that night were three papers by three different students, Laura Blakey, Michelle Lano, and Hannah Griffith, each of whom developed very similar insights concerning the relationship between ancient heroism and the jolly heroism of Sir Gawain. As I graded those papers, several years of teaching a Western literature survey clicked into place, and the notion of deep comedy took form in my mind. The heavens opened, angels descended singing, and a bright light illumined the room. I am grateful to those students and to the many others who have contributed to this book in ways that I can no longer retrace. Thanks to Randy Wood and Randy Compton of Lee University, Cleveland, Tennessee, who invited me to give the humanities lecture in the spring of 2004. I used the occasion to present the essentials of the argument in this book, and I was blessed by the interaction with the Randys that followed. Portions of chapters 1, 2, and 4 have been previously published as Supplement at the Origin, Trinity Eschatology and History, International Journal of Systematic Theology, Volume 6, Number 4, 2004, and that material is used here with the permission of Blackwell Publishers. Thanks to Douglas Jones for his willingness to publish the book, and to Canon Press Assistant Editor Jared Miller for diligently pressing me to provide actual page numbers in my footnotes. This book is dedicated to my third daughter, Margaret Ann, who at 5 exemplifies as well as anyone I know what it means to live out of and in deep comedy. She is a constant source of amusement, with her bizarre, frequently gruesome stories, her prankishness, her wildly expressive eyes. More importantly and profoundly, she exudes the childlike confidence and careless freedom that comes from knowing all will be well, and all manner of things will be well. And with her on my lap or in my arms, I am reassured that it will.